He had one of the premier Angus herds in the country. In fact, his prize winners can be found at livestock shows across the nation. However, you probably didn't know him for that fact, but rather a store that bears his name. I'll take you to his hometown on this edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
As Bob Hughes explains, Hamilton, Missouri, for much of its existence, was known for one very famous businessman.
J.C. Penney was born here in Hamilton, grew up here in town, and he worked in some of the stores here in town and kind of got his start into retail.
But in the late 1800s, he moved west to work for a new chain of stores and further his experience in retailing.
Where in Wyoming, he went to work with the old Golden Rule department stores. From there, he went into business for himself and started the J.C. Penney chain. His primary principles were to treat your customers well, give them the best service possible.
Of course, that chain bearing his name grew across the country. Hamilton is a town of under 2,000 people, but it also got a location.
As the chain grew, he opened up his 500th store here in Hamilton. And it was stipulated that as long as he was alive, this store would remain open, no matter how profitable it was. And it stayed open until after his death.
You can still come here to Hamilton and see his boyhood home and museum with many pieces of memorabilia from his life. And a part of his life, some may not know, is his extensive background in farming.
Out east of town is the J.C. Penney Farm. J.C. Penney was also a tremendous farmer, raised a lot of livestock, in particular cattle, and his cattle business was well known throughout the world. He would have auctions here that would draw people from all over the world to buy his cattle.
In fact, my grandfather was also a registered Angus producer who showed and respected Mr. Penney. But that old Penney store in Hamilton has a new occupant, and that may be drawing more folks here than even Mr. Penney could. That chapter next time as we travel the countryside. In Hamilton, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.